How to create a QR code that works everywhere. Start with the right QR content type. Test the destination, then export a file format that matches where the code will appear. The best QR codes are not just generated quickly. They encode the right action, scan reliably at the intended distance, and send people to a page or app that is ready for mobile users. QR Code Crafter creates static QR codes for URLs, Wi-Fi, V-cards, text, email, SMS, phone, WhatsApp, events, locations, crypto, UPI, and Pix. You can customize the look, add a logo, and download production-ready SVG, PNG, JPG, WebP, PDF, or EPS files. A reliable workflow starts before the design step. Choose the scan action, verify the destination, decide whether the code must be static or dynamic, then export and proof the final artwork in the same context people will use. Choose the payload first. Use URL for landing pages, Wi-Fi for network access, V-card for contacts, and event QR codes for calendar invites. Keep the design scannable. Use strong contrast, enough quiet zone, and high error correction when adding a logo or printing in busy environments. Export for the placement. Use SVG, PDF, or EPS for print artwork, and PNG, JPG, or WebP for websites, email, and social posts. Proof the real asset. Scan the exported file, the placed artwork, and one physical proof so resizing, compression, color changes, or print finish do not break the code. QR code, creation choices. Content type, match the QR type to the user action. Putting every campaign into a plain text code. Destination, use mobile-friendly pages and stable URLs. Sending scans to slow or desktop-only pages. File format, vector for print, raster for quick digital use. Scaling a small screenshot into production artwork. Static or dynamic static for stable payloads or redirects you control. Using a hosted redirect account when direct static scanning is enough. Brand styling, high contrast, protected quiet zone, and high error correction with logos. Low contrast colors, large logos, shadows, or transparent modules. Campaign measurement. Add UTM parameters before generating URL QR codes when reporting matters. Printing one generic QR code and expecting placement-level analytics later, plan the QR code before generating it. The most reliable QR codes start with a clear scan action and a destination that is ready for mobile users. Choose one scan action. Decide whether the scanner should open a URL, join Wi-Fi, save a contact, add an event, start a message, open a location, or approve a payment request. Validate the destination. Open the page, app link, form, payment URI, or contact data on a phone for generating the final code so you do not encode a broken or private link. Decide on static or dynamic. Use a static QR code for stable information and direct payloads. Use a dynamic provider only when you need provider-managed editing, preload scan analytics, or team dashboards. Design for scanning, not decoration. Styling should make the code trustworthy without hiding the modules the camera needs to read. Protect the quiet zone. Keep clear margin around every side of the code after it is placed into Canva, Adobe Express, PDFs, packaging, menus, stickers, or documents. Use safe brand styling. Choose strong foreground-background contrast, and use high error correction when a logo or frame covers part of the QR symbol. Set size from distance, a business card, table tent, poster, storefront sign, receipt, and package all need different physical sizes and proofing distances. Export and archive production files. Treat the QR code as a source-controlled campaign asset, rather than a screenshot pasted into artwork. Download the right formats. Use SVG, PDF, or EPS as printmasters and PNG, JPG, or WebP for fixed-size digital placement, previews, and documents. Test the final layout. Scan the exported PDF, image, sign, card, sticker, or package proof rather than approving only the generator preview. Record what was printed. Archive the payload, owner, destination, UTM plan, export settings, final artwork, and scan test notes for future reprints or audits. Create a QR code checklist. Choose the QR content type that matches the scan action. Enter the payload carefully and test the destination before styling. Use high contrast and keep a clear, quiet zone around the code. Download SVG, PDF, or EPS for print and PNG, JPG, or WebP for digital use. Scan the final artwork from the expected distance before publishing. Add UTM parameters before generating if a URL QR campaign needs analytics. Avoid screenshots, repeated compression, and low-resolution files for production artwork. Archive the source payload, QR export, final layout, owner, and scan test result. Create a QR code in 5 steps. Pick a QR type, choose URL, Wi-Fi, vCard, event, location, payment, or another format based on what the scanner should do. Add the details. Paste the destination or enter the structured fields, then confirm the preview updates correctly. Customize and export. Adjust colors, error correction, logo, size, and download format for the final placement. Place and proof the asset. Insert the exported code into the final document, design, sign, menu, package, or web page, and scan that exact output. Archive the final version. Save the source payload, export file, final artwork, and approval notes so later reprints do not rely on guessing. Can I create a QR code for free? Yes. QR Code Crafter lets you create static QR codes and download them in common print and digital formats without an account. Which QR code type should I choose? Use URL for web pages, Wi-Fi for network login, vCard for contact saving, event for calendar invites, and payment formats for supported payment flows. How do I know the QR code works? Scan the exported file or final artwork with more than one device before publishing, especially when printing, adding a logo, or changing colors. What QR code format should I download? Use SVG, PDF, or EPS for print and layout work. Use PNG, JPG, or WebP when the QR code will be displayed at a fixed digital size. Should I create a static or dynamic QR code? Use static QR codes for stable payloads, direct actions, and redirects you control. Use a dynamic provider when you need dashboard editing, preload scan analytics, or team governance. Can a QR code campaign be tracked? Static URL QR codes can include UTM parameters so your website analytics can report visits after the landing page loads. They do not count scans that never open the destination,